Brussels, the heart of the European Union, filled with protesters. While organizers had predicted around 20,000 would take part, police say at least 50,000 turned up.
We see the effects of climate change are already among us, not only in the south of the world, but also in Europe. We've seen terrible floods in Belgium and in Germany, and many, many people have got the effects and are seeing now what the effects of climate change are.
Last July, days of torrential rain caused severe flooding in western parts of Europe, including in Belgium, where dozens of people died. The government was criticized for its late response.
This is the message from Brussels to Glasgow, coming from children, from families, from climate activists. They say the time for talking is gone. Now we need some action.
The EU recently increased its climate ambitions, aiming to cut emissions by 55% by 2030 instead of 40%. But protesters say setting goals is one thing, implementing them is another.
We've already achieved a lot. All these protests at the European level, they led to the European Green Deal, they led to quite a lot of ambition amping up the 2030 emissions target, for example, which was a really big deal, something that we've been working for years. And this is where we come out on the streets and especially tell our Belgian leaders, who are not as ambitious, you need to get back to work.
I came as a student because it's important to have our voices heard, and if we're given the possibility to express ourselves, we need to take it.
Among the crowds, an activist from the Amazon in Brazil.
I am so thrilled to be here with these people, what they are giving, their voice, probably saying what they want for their future generation, what is very important to me. My concern is about the seven following generations, what we are going to leave for them. So that's why I'm here. Just giving a little bit of a noise from the Amazon.
With less than a month to go until world leaders gather in Glasgow for the UN's COP26 summit, climate activists are calling for more protests in the weeks to come. Stap Vassen, Al Jazeera, in Brussels.